That was Swords. Yep. That was The Swarm Will Die from Palm Skin Productions, A Swarm in July. The fourth band is Hillsboro. Oh, now I got it. Oh, God. The fourth band is Hillsboro's self-titled album with Coming Down Radio Edit.
Deafening sound coming down. Was it something that I thought about? But knew the fear was bound to come now. Around, deafening sound coming down. Around, deafening sound coming down. Deafening sound coming down, around, deafening sound coming down. No matter how you precious things, at this point doesn't mean a thing, no. Around, deafening sound coming down, around, deafening sound coming down.
I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On November 4th, the non-conference Red Leafs were tripled up by the Robert Morris University Colonials 3-1 at Clearview Arena in Moon Township, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Pittsburgh. Later on in the BCIHL, the Ubik Vikes tripled up the host Okanagan Lakers 3-1 at Capital News Center in Kelowna. Two games are on tap tonight as the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs visit the Logan Lake Miners, where the puck drop is at 7 in Logan Lake Recreation Center, followed by the Vancouver Island University Mariners against the host University of Victoria Vikes, where the puck drop is at 7:30 p.m. in Ian Stewart Complex.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. University of Victoria is first at 6-1, 12 points. Okanagan Lakers, second, 5-3-1, 11 points. Vancouver Island University, third, 4-1, 8 points. Salmon Fraser, second, fourth, 2-3-1, 5 points. And Logan Lake Miners are dead last at 0-7.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. I'd like to provide an update to the SFU women's basketball's game today. The game has now gone to final, with the Red Leafs winning 81-68 over San Francisco State. Gemma Cutler led the Red Leafs with 29 points. Now back to music. The fifth group is Bully's Lucky For You. Here is A Love Profound.
Sometimes I humanity to manage just the beauty.
I would like to talk about the latest on the SFE Gondola project at this time. On November 6, TransLink released artistic pictures of the project, with one showing the lower gondola terminal next to the Production University SkyTrain station, with another the upper terminal building at the top of the Burnaby Mountain, just south of the SFU Exchange, between the SFU campus and University neighborhood, on top of a 525 video. According to TransLink, the travel time on the SFU gondola is about 7 minutes and carry up to 3,000 people per hour. TransLink is currently building the business case for the SFU gondola, with an online survey being open until November 19th. As of last year, the construction cost for the SFU gondola project was projected at $210 million, with the business case slated to be completed in 2024, and the construction starting as early as 2026.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Thank you for listening to episode 44 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Tomorrow is Remembrance Day, where so many Canadian soldiers fought for our freedom, and many sacrificed their lives, lest we forget. Now to the last tune, B44, it's Andrina Turan, Bold as Logs, with Rise.
Steps in the right direction. Keep moving. We may not have it all together, but we're trying. All we know is stubborn determination. Still we keep fighting through the hard times toward the light, hoping we'll find it. Ooh. What we know is the sun rises, the moon rises, and we too shall rise.
What we know is the sun rises, the moon rises, and we too shall rise. All we know is the sun rises, the moon rises, and we too shall rise.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain. We'll be right back.